Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 15 of Gotham, The Scarecrow, written by Ken Woodruff and directed by Nick Copus. Picking up where last week left off, we continue the misadventures of Dr. Gerald Crane, father of the guy we'll actually care about in 20 years or so, Jonathan Crane. On the procedural front, these last two episodes have been kind of a wash, showing off Gotham's worst tendencies as a show only interested in fan service for the sake of it without any regard for what makes a compelling story. Once again, it's up to Oswald Cobblepot to save the show. After escaping Maroni last week, Falcone strikes up a deal to let Oswald live. These are tense sequences that belong to a much better show. Gotham balances a lot of different characters and stories, but this is the only one, with the possible exception of Fish Mooney's arc, that seems at all worthwhile. Gotham, I think, is trying its best to build something solid out of a dull premise. Presumably, the show should teach us about what the city was like before Batman showed up, but it does it without any nuance or flavor. The show is filled with excess storylines and characters that are included because the show feels they have to be. But that's the thing. They don't. Why is Barbara still on the show? Why are we following a 12-year-old Selina Kyle? Young Bruce Wayne doesn't add anything to the proceedings. A streamlined version of this show focusing on just the Gotham City Police Department and the criminal underworld could have potential to be incredible. I just wish the show had the strength to do it. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.